Good morning. It's 11, 7. Yeah, it's November the 7th, 2013, 7:45 in the morning. I'm exhausted. I am so tired. I can't even tell you. I can barely think straight. I can barely see straight. The problem is staying up too late and then getting up too early. The midsummer nightmare nice. Yeah, good time on the first mile. The Midsummer Night's Dream, the fall production for the thespian troupe at the high school, has been this week in dress rehearsal. Tonight is the first performance. This last week has been a lot of late nights. I think last night was the first night we got out before they got out, before 10:30. And I still had to get another 1,000, 1,500 words done after I got home and before midnight. So it was a bit of a challenge. And I was up late. I've been up late every night this week. Today, I don't think I'm going to be able to make 5,000 words. I just don't have the time to do 5,000 words today. I've got to... I've got to get home, get this posted, and then it'll be quarter past 8, 8:30. I get a cup of coffee, settle in. I'm not going to try to go to the library today, which is too bad because I actually have good results at the library. But I don't want to take the extra 30 minutes going and coming when I could use the 30 minutes to write with. So I'm going to have to focus this morning really tightly. Because this afternoon, I need to be at the high school to work with my students. And then I have to come home and do something for dinner. I don't know what, because we have to turn around again and go back out, because she has to be there. Cast call tonight is 5:30. So the window of opportunity for cooking dinner is relatively small. This may be a pizza night. Just because. So, Hermit is coming along nicely. 31,000 words last night. I'm supposed to get to 36 by end of day today. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Honestly, don't see how it can. I just, it's the hours that aren't there today. Yesterday was one of those badly broken days where I should have been able to get 6,000, 8,000 words yesterday, except for the furnace man coming and the doorbell ringing and having to deal with all the rest of the stuff that's going around. Yesterday, so the day was really badly fragmented. It was kind of a pain. And it was almost noon before I wrote a single word, just because I couldn't seem to find the focus, which was problematic. I think in part because I'm at that point in the book where, 31,000 words in, I'm, in theory, just having a transition into the second act, and Tanith finally met with Gertie Pinecrest in last night's writing, and Gertie is proving to be more elusive than I thought she was going to be. It's disgusting. There's a sort of cloud of exhaust hanging here. This is a morning where I would welcome a breeze because it's pretty. Oh. It's nauseating, is what it is. There, I seem to have come out of it. So yeah, the story itself is sort of like, okay, I've got a degree to PineQuest, now what? Now, I have some ideas about where the plot's going to go. I have some ideas, because we have to have two plots. We have to have the magical plot where Tanith is thinking she's going mad. And the interesting challenge here is going to be trying to deal with that. Having her meet Gertie Pinecrest and say, having Gertie say, oh yeah, you're not going mad, that's just menopause. It's sort of anticlimactic after this whole time, and there's some question about whether or not Gertie would teach her, except that the twist that I've been working toward is sort of like, yeah, this isn't what you think it is. Because apparently I'm not sure if there's nothing that she can teach her, or if what she's going to teach her is very much surface knowledge and not necessarily anything in depth. And I'm discovering that I've left rather a big problem, and that's that why is she a hermit? Why does she live where she lives? Why is she out there? Why has she been avoiding her granddaughter? And maybe that's a detail that needs to come out in a second draft. I don't know. I'm going to leave it in for now and we'll see how it shakes out. I need to get Gertie and Tanith working together, which means I need to get rid of the traveling companions relatively quickly, and they're going to disappear off down the trail, maybe to be found or seen later, which would make a certain amount of sense. But I need to get this story going because I need to get it wrapped up. This is the 7th. I'm shooting for 50,000 by Sunday, which right at the moment, quite frankly, seems... I don't know if that's going to work. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make that, tell you the truth. It's just looking at everything else that's going to get in the way between now and then. My wife is home today, so that's going to cut into my productivity. She may or may not go to work tomorrow. She'll be home all day Saturday and all day Sunday, which will definitely cut into my productivity. I wonder who I look like. I must look like somebody with this hood on and everything, because people keep waving to me when they go by. If I look like Santa Claus or some hobo or something. Oh, my hips are sore this morning. Where's Shakira? These hips are lying. Yikes. I made a loaf of bread yesterday. First time in a very long time. Monk pole. And I had toasted peanut butter for breakfast this morning along with my coffee. I feel good. I feel virtuous. It's quite exciting. And I keep going back to, what am I going to do with this book? What am I going to do with this story? I don't know. Of course, the big portion of this is that I don't plan. I can't very well plan. I have some pieces in play that I need to get revisited. I need to get moving again. This changeover chapter is not going as well as I had hoped. This will be something that I need to look at in the second draft, I think. Or it may be just fine. It may be I'm too close to it at the moment. And because I'm floundering about what happens next, I'm second-guessing what's happened now. There's a certain level of I have so many words behind me that I'm not necessarily tracking them very well anymore. And not having enough sleep is make it very difficult to focus on anything. I already had one nap this morning just because I got up at 4:30 and I couldn't keep my eyes open past 6 o'clock. So I took a 20-minute nap before getting in the car to drive the daughter to school. And when I came home, I started the walk. I could actually start the walk probably at 6. Realistically, I went out this morning, sort of looked out at 4:15 and realized that the sun was not up exactly, but the sky was definitely brightening. So yeah, the possibility is that at least for a little while I could run it. I could walk at 6, which clears a bigger block of time and has the additional benefit of pulling me away from the internet and getting me to focus on what my task for the day needs to be, which is throwing a lot of words on the page. Sun feels good. It's rather cold out this morning, and the sun is high enough in the sky now that it's shining on my legs. I can feel it through my jeans. Feel it on my face. As long as I close my eyes. But then I can't see the sidewalk. That's not a good idea. Oops. Anyway. So, Brand is doing his own talking on his morning walk. Taking a little walk, taking a little talk. I haven't had a chance to listen to him yet, but we've been talking about it. And I gotta admit, I'm interested to hear what he has to say, what he has to talk about. He's discovered the thing that I have, which is it's easy to become a chatterbox when you're trying to keep the sound levels up. It's like, okay, what do I talk about now? And now what? And it's a noisy set of dogs. So yeah, perhaps we could do something cross promotion wise, and I'll listen to his podcast on the first mile, and then answer him on the second. See how that works out. I have to get the podcast onto my phone, and so far he doesn't have an RSS feed because he's not sure he's going to keep it up. So that's fair. I have to say, what's today? 730 something, maybe. 736 or 738 or something in there. I never expected. Well, I sort of hoped, but I never really thought that I would make it for this amount of time. The regimen of doing the walk. Of course, there've been months where, you know, I don't know that I walked 10 miles. Well, probably walk 10 miles. I don't think there's any month that I didn't walk at least 5 times during the month. And I can't count all the months where I didn't put a file, all the weeks, all the days, where I didn't put a file up, because some days I had technical difficulties, like when the battery was dying on the phone. I actually had 6 extra miles in there that didn't get counted because I didn't have a file to put behind them. But yeah, hips are telling me I should have taken yesterday off, or I need to be doing more than sitting with button chair fingers on keys in order to make this all work. I've also had the wicked case of the hungries. I have been hungry for days. I can't seem to get satisfied. I can't seem to get filled up. I can't seem to find that thing that my body is telling me I need. It keeps pointing me at chocolate and Halloween candy and pie. This is not good. This is not healthy eating. I think I'm gonna have some chicken curry for lunch. No, I can't have chicken curry for lunch because I don't have enough to feed the wife. Maybe eggs. Sausage and egg fry up or something. That would be good. Ah, 18 minutes on the second, so that's not bad. 17 and a quarter, 17 and a bit on the front. 18 on the back. Not my record pace, but still nothing to sneeze at. At least I was out. I was walking. I was talking. And now I'm at the back gate. And time for me to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.